very intense conversation going on. What is the song actually about? Is the song, like, what do you mean you can't feel your face? I have come to the conclusion that my idea of the song has been completely wrong, thanks to Tando and Sibs. Did you have any idea what it was about?
I thought it was about being cold, but like liking winter.
Oh, okay. So according to our friends, what is it actually about? Can tell us.
Drugs.
I suspect it's about drugs.
Drugs. Mm.
But not actually about drugs, but you make me feel like I've been on drugs because when I'm with you, it's addictive.
Like you make me high.
Yes. Mm.
You're my drug.
So it's not actually about drugs, but kind of similar to.
Oh.
Well, how would you know? That's the thing. If you'd never been on drugs, how would you
That's
know that?
That's why I didn't know, because I've never done any face. Of those things.
Yeah, you see. Not Listen. That I would know.
I was just going to say. How do you know then? Anyway, we have Tando Hobo in studio. And it's been a bit of a journey, starting off. You wanted to be an actress. Your dad wanted you to be an accountant. You found the middle ground somehow, which was closer to accounting than it was to acting, and it was law. Mm. You were with the NPA. You got discovered by Gert Johan Kutsia. Mm. You have been given many opportunities to model. You're an activist. Where is your poetry available? Because I know you're a poet as well.
Do you know, I don't know who wrote this poet thing. I mean, I know I used to do spoken word back in the day.
Yes, that counts big time.
I used to do spoken word poetry back in the day, but I think a lot of the writing compared to now is kind of like highfaluting.
Okay. Okay.
But I think like now I'm far more of a mature writer, mm-hmm. you know, because I think that you need to kind of write quite a bit and allow a little bit of life to happen in order for your writing to kind of make more sense.
But on the day to day, you're not going to castings for modeling things or whatever. What is it that you do on the daily? Because that should be the main thing that we know you for, as opposed to, because you're not lawyering anymore, and you're not modeling every day, and you're definitely not doing the poetry thing, as we've now just heard. So what is the everyday Tando Hobo up to?
I mean, it's the most interesting thing. I mean, I've been in a strange position where I kind of go into consulting, and brands, especially purpose brands, they want to know how to kind of go about their messaging. I get
Can you explain the purpose brand thing? Because I understand the concept, but I'm worried that people listening actually have no idea.
Sure.
What is purpose branding?
Yeah. So purpose branding is really kind of setting certain values within your brand. And for instance, I mean, I worked with, I don't know if I'm allowed to name anything. I worked with one of the first purpose brands I worked with was Audi, and Audi has progressed by Audi, so everything that they did needed to show progress. So the values mean whatever kind of partnership or collaboration will fall through, and it will kind of just, you know,
okay,
be progressive.
So the brand has sort of ethics or
exactly.
things that they stand for. Okay, and now
exactly.
people are coming to you as a consultant for wow.
I know, it's so strange.
I hope you charge a lot.
I think I do. I think I charge reasonably.
Get that money. Get that money. Absolutely.
Yeah. But also, you know, writing articles. I mean, I even presented a paper at Johannes Gutenberg University about the complexities of, you know, representation with respect to albinism, and got an offer to publish. So it's been an interesting journey. Yeah.
I mean, and so much has happened in like the last 3 years for you. What do you think is going to... What do you hope for the next, let's say, 5 years?
Do you know, everything has exceeded my expectations. I would have never even hoped for Vogue, to be quite honest with you. Because, I mean, I moved from having no representation as a woman with albinism, and now all of a sudden it's just like Pirelli calendar, Vogue covers, and, you know. And I'm actually now just open. I'm actually just saying to the universe, you know what, you've taught me to be open, because my own dreams were actually quite self-limiting. Mm. So I think I've allowed my story to just continue and see what that means.
I love it. I love it so much. I could have you here for hours and hours. Tando, if people want to find out what your next step is going to be, how do they find you online if you want them to not do it in a stalkerish way, they want to get in touch with you and those types of things, what's the best way for people to follow your journey?
Well, my Instagram account is Tando Hobo, TandoHopa, and then Twitter is Tando_Hopa.
And you can see a beautiful picture of Who's alarming? Is that your alarm to wake up?
It's me. I really need to turn it off.
You really do. Tando, there's a beautiful picture of Tando on 5FM's Twitter, and I think probably IG. We are going to attempt to do a picture with her, but it's the first time I've ever had a model in studio to do this, so that's a little bit intimidating. But Tando, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for sharing your story, and hopefully we'll have you hang out with us a bit more. But we do have your Freedom song coming up a little later, so if you want to chill, kick it back, maybe have another coffee or whatever, we do have your Freedom song coming up in the next few.
Cool.
All right, it's just gone 9